All right, let's get the party started. Good morning, children, as Captain Capitalism used to say. Early in the mornings, it's not early. Oh, God damn, it's almost 10 o'clock. It's actually not early. Once again, I overslept. I had some gigs where we went in at midnight and worked all night. And my sleep cycle, this was on Friday. Today is... Randy, what the fuck day of the week? It's Tuesday, right? It is Tuesday. Tuesday is normally my Sunday, and I have to work again today. Anyhow, it was Friday that this happened, that this started anyway. Actually, it was Thursday midnight, Friday midnight it continued. And here it's Tuesday, and my sleep cycle is still fucking destroyed. And I can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan about it all I want. But I'm not a woman. I have to solve my own problems. Obama's not going to rescue me with tax money. And then there's the ever-present third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I am never wrong. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 11 years. And this right here that you're listening to is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that moves in and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. Femistatist, homostatist, statheist, GLBTKKK statist, right-wing statist, left-wing statist. Doesn't matter what kind of... There's two kinds of people. There's statist and there's anarchist. It's that fucking simple. And yes, those of us who are anarchist, we are superior. Because we don't need a government to tell us the difference between right and wrong. Because we, in a situation where you have to survive, would survive while the rest of you would die. Now, in theory, in today's cast, I was going to continue talking about... whatever the fuck I was talking about. I was talking about... why left-wing statist social justice warriors are seeking to start a race war with white men, and why I think that part of why they're doing that is because they have no sense of self-preservation. But I've built up all these little notes of things I wanted to talk about before I launched into that, and I suspect I'm probably not actually going to get to any of the reasons why left-wing statist social justice warriors have no sense of self-preservation. I have a feeling that this whole podcast will be about the other stuff, because even as I'm sitting here, I'm still thinking of more things that need to be added to this list. And I'm thinking of one right now, and I need to write it down so I don't forget it. That's racist! Everything is racist. That's racist. That's going to be a big part of today's cast. Everything is racist. Oh, the fuck. Everything is racist. My God, you're white. You're racist. Oh, God. All right, anyway. I am the Great One himself. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. I overslept this morning because my sleep cycle is still fucked up. Came to the studio here. Lifted weights, because I brought some weights to the studio so I could do some exercise here. Oh my God, then there's that. Then there's... fuck, let me add that to the list. I know, dead air. I'll never be on radio. I'm not Michael W. Dean. I'll never be on the fucking radio. Too much dead air on this podcast. Ask me if I give a shit. Send me a fucking email at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibssoc.com. Ask me, do I give a shit about dead air on the podcast? If the dead air on the podcast is hurting your feelings, well, you need to go look for a safe space, because this ain't it, as I've said before. ANCAP of Dice is not a safe space, okay? It's not a fucking safe space. Okay. Let's see if I can get the party started. Now, first of all, I'm not going to talk about this yet, but I want to throw this out to you. And I'm not talking about it yet, because I need to go watch the video and read and all this other stuff. Judgy bitch, Janet Bloomfield, Sure, her website is... Yes, judgybitch.com. Judgy Bitch did a video and then some follow-up blog post, and she started a Twitter hashtag, because that's what chicks do these days, which is funny. But, okay, so... And I think I've said this before. It seems like I've said this recently, that there were two women out there, because of course, you know, there's the whole thing with Julia the Russian princess cunt and all of her femistatus talking points, even though she claims to be an anarcho-capitalist. And this is where I pointed out that yes, all women are like that, right? You've got this Russian princess cunt who claims she's an anarcho-capitalist coming on and saying that of course men should marry single mothers and take care of other children's babies. And of course men should never hit women, even though women should be allowed to hit men, but of course women are equal to men and all this, and just every, you know, all the femistatus talking points. And I pointed out that yes, as you can see, all women are in fact like that. All women are in hypergamy, all women want free resources, all women want the alpha male sperm and the beta male resources. I think I pointed out that there were two women that so far, in my experience of them, were those unicorn chicks who were not pretending to be something they were not. One of them is Karen, I can't remember her last name, but she's Girl Writes What. If you search on Google or whatever, if you're not familiar with her, Girl Writes What, she does YouTube videos where she talks about feminism and gender relations and all this other stuff. Her videos are brilliant. This woman is very articulate, very intelligent. She does research. I cannot recommend her videos highly enough. They've been very influential on me. I've learned a lot from her. The other person is Carrie with a C. Wilder, something. I haven't watched any of her stuff lately. She's also on YouTube. She used to be a liberal Democrat. First video I saw of hers was one where she burned her Obama shirt, and she's talking about why she made the transition from liberal Democrat to anarchist. I haven't watched any of her stuff lately, and you know, and also she's cute. I think she's adorable. So there's that. That's a factor. So those are two women that were like unicorn chicks, and I add to that list Janet Bloomfield. She's not an anarcho-capitalist. She's not an anarchist. She is a right-wing Republican. But regardless, she has her shit together when it comes to gender relations and understanding what's going on. She's done some great stuff explaining the wage gap. Oh, yeah, and then there's also... And she's not an anarcho-capitalist either, but Shoe on Head... Oh, okay. So there was that thing on BuzzFeed. Shewan Head comes on, she says, BuzzFeed is the ass cancer of the internet, which is hilarious. Anyway, Shewan Head, with her response to 36 questions women have for men or something, where women are whining about, you know, again, men spread their legs when they sit down. Jesus, let's think about this for a minute. For you goddamn fucking feminist cunts out there who, if natural selection were allowed to take place, who would be dead? You would be dead. You know that you would be dead. If natural selection were not being circumvented by the state, if you weren't getting food stamps, welfare, WIC, government protection, all this other shit, every one of you out there who is a fucking feminist, a fucking femistatist, you would be dead and you know it. Think about this. There are places on the planet Earth where 14-year-old girls get raped and then stoned to death because they're not virgins anymore. And of course, you want the men who do that to come to this country in the name of tolerance, diversity, and multiculturalism. And you currently live in a society where your biggest problem... I mean, think about this. The thing that keeps you awake at night is that a man sat down and spread his knees, you know, 2 feet apart from each other. That's your biggest problem. You're fucking pathetic. You are pathetic. Okay. What the fuck was I ranting about before I went off on the tangent? Janet Bloomfield. Janet Bloomfield has started the hashtag why women should not vote. And like I said, she did the video, which I have not yet watched. She wrote a blog post explaining this, which I read, and yeah, I think she's dead right. She explains why she thinks women should not vote. Here are the three reasons she says women should not vote: the draft, spending, and immigration. I'm going to sum this up very quickly. Draft: women cannot be drafted. Women can't fight in the military. Women cannot die. Why the fuck should they vote? And she makes a brilliant point that I never really thought about before, because I know that women will never be drafted. Actually, she makes a number of brilliant points. First of all, there's a difference between draft. The point of the draft is to send people into combat. So even if there's a draft, the women probably will not be sent into combat. But more importantly, she makes this point, is that if there is a draft, the first thing that, let me rephrase that, if there is a draft for women, if women are included in the draft, the first thing that will happen is that they will start handing out exemptions. First, there'll be exemptions for pregnant women. Then there'll be exemptions for women who are still breastfeeding. Then there will be exemptions for women who have young children. Then there will be exemptions for women who have multiple children. Then there will be exemptions for single mothers. And pretty soon there will essentially be no women who are not exempt from the draft. And I never really thought about it like that before, but she's absolutely right. Nobody's going to say, well, you're drafted, and some bitch will be like, well, I'm 6 months pregnant. They're going to be, oh, it doesn't matter, you're still drafted. No, doesn't. Now, if you're a man and you're married to a woman and the woman's 6 months pregnant, nobody gives a shit. You're going to go over there and you're going to die, because that's what the draft is for. The draft is to collect human bodies to throw at other human bodies so they can shoot at each other and die. That's the point of the draft. The draft serves no other purpose other than to propagate the state, to propagate governments, to propagate nations, to propagate the military-industrial complex. That's the point of the draft. And women are never going to go somewhere and get shot and kill each other for the military-industrial complex, right? That's what men are for. Men go off and die for the purpose of sustaining the military-industrial complex. That's not something women do. But of course, women are equal to men. Anything a man can do, a woman can do better. That's why women will never be drafted and will never go be cannon fodder for the corporations and the governments. Second thing she points out is spending. She points out, as many other people, such as Captain Capitalism, have pointed out, that as soon as women were given the vote, government spending started going right back up. It was going down. Vote was given to women. Women immediately voted for social welfare programs that give money to women. And then the third thing Janet points out why women shouldn't vote is immigration, because as I just pointed out, women want immigrants to come here from other countries, even though these immigrants are coming from countries where the culture over there says it is perfectly acceptable to rape 14-year-old girls and then kill them for not being virgins. And I hear my phone going off. So the question in this is this important text or is this a bullshit text? All right, I'm going to let it sit there a second, and I'll find out. So anyhow, judgybitch.com, hashtag, whoops, did I just fuck that up? Nope, good, hashtag, I didn't fuck something up for a change, hashtag, why women should not vote. Yeah, it's worth checking out. All right, now that we've done all that, let's move on to things that in theory I'm going to talk about. We're 14 minutes into the podcast. Perfect, now I can start talking about important shit. Okay. Where'd my lust go? I lost it. There is a point to all of that. Wish I knew what it was. All right, let's start here. For about a week, I didn't get around to lifting weights. I lifted this morning. I got my ass kicked, man. On some of the things where I was up to 10 and 11 reps, I barely made 8. It was not a good move on my part. All right, another thing I want to throw out, the girl update, because I haven't talked about chicks lately in a personal sense. The reason for that is because every year, starting about mid-November, is when I start tuning women out, because you got Thanksgiving where everybody's busy with their families, and then you got Christmas where everybody's busy with their families, and then you got January where it's cold and shitty and everybody's kind of recovering, and it's going into February, Valentine's Day, when of course women expect stuff. And of course women expect stuff, right? Because women want free things. Women expect stuff at Christmas, and women expect stuff at Valentine's Day. So I essentially tune women out of existence from mid-November until the day after Valentine's Day. Anyway, here, hopefully, in the near future, I'll have some more stories for you about my personal encounters with girls and attempts to get laid and all that other fun stuff. Just, you know, because I know so many of you out there really like to keep up with the waitress who had the boyfriend. Yeah, I ended up not banging her. Didn't work. It's okay, though. Life goes on. Life goes on. Life does go on. Because here's the other thing I want to mention. Remember, folks, you are going to die. And I don't throw that out in an attempt to be like morbid. I don't want you to be depressed about it. If anything, I want you to be joyful about it. Remember, you are going to fucking die. And you're not going to be here anymore. And I think it's good to stop sometime each day and just reflect on the fact that one day you're going to die. You're going to be dead. You're never going to see a cloud or a tree. You're never going to feel the rain. You're never going to talk to another person. You're never going to see a cute girl. You're never going to kiss, or a cute boy, or whatever you think is cute. You know, you're never going to kiss another person. You're never going to pet another dog. You're never going to step in dog shit again either. Right? It's going to be over. I know some of you think there's this afterlife or reincarnation or whatever. Well, if it's reincarnation, then it's not you, it's somebody else. And if there's an afterlife, well, the afterlife isn't here. I mean, okay, maybe you will be conscious, maybe you'll be self-aware, but you're going to be in a different place. It's not going to be exactly like being on the planet Earth. I'm pretty fucking sure the afterlife is not going to be just like this, where you go to a fucking job 40 hours a week and you have to obey the government and you have to buy Obamacare and all this other shit. I mean, seriously, if they have Obamacare in the afterlife, we're fucked, man. We are completely fucked. So it's going to be a different experience. That which you are experiencing right now on the planet Earth in this life, you will never again experience these things from this perspective. If you reincarnate, it's going to be a different perspective. If there's an afterlife, it's going to be a different place. This is your one shot at this world, this cosmos, this experience, this awareness. So make sure you think about that, and make sure you live your life to the maximum benefit. Make sure that you enjoy the time you're here, because if you're miserable, it's just a giant waste. Speaking of miserable, there are the femistatists. And, God, can you just, how miserable those women are. And men. Okay. The things, do I want to do this one? I'm going to hold off on that one. All right, Janet Bloomfield, judgy bitch. There's a reason why I started talking about her. Normally, I agree with most of what she says. I ran across a video of her from a while back talking about a blog post she wrote. And get ready, because now all the racism is coming. Now here comes the racism.
That's racist.
Here comes the racism. Remember back when, and I don't know if there's been any further progression on this, one where we know that everybody's disavowed it because it's racist. But remember back when somebody put forth a thesis that there was a link between race, which of course doesn't exist, there's no such thing as race. Somebody put forth a thesis that there is a link between race and IQ. And that the smartest people are Asians, which I don't necessarily disagree with, and there's white people, and that among the least intelligent was the blacks and the browns. And of course, all the cries of racism came up. Now, Janet Bloomfield, judgy bitch, she addressed this. And her thing was that, of course, there's no link between intelligence and race. First things first. Now, I'm not saying there is a link between IQ and race, because I don't know. Here's what I'm going to say. The idea, or let me phrase it this way. It is plausible that there is a link between IQ, intelligence. Again, you guys know me, as I've said before, there's differences between intelligence, education, wisdom, and common sense. Those are four vastly different things. You can have one, two, three, or four of them, not have the others. If there is, could there be a link between intelligence and race? Yes. Sorry to fucking burst your little bubbles. But yes, there could be. It is plausible. I know that's racist! Here's why. As I talked about in a couple of episodes ago, race does exist. There are biological differences between the races. There was a scientific study. I still need to read it in order to get the details. So again, let me put the disclaimer. I'm talking about something I have not read. I've only read the summary. The very shortest version of this, again, I need to read the whole thing in order to actually confirm, because we know that summaries and what's actually in the study are often not the same thing. The summary simply states this: white women who are impregnated by black men have a higher rate of, miscarriage or something? See, now I can't even remember the fucking exactly what it was supposed to be. But the point it was trying to make is that mating between black men and white women was less likely to be successful than mating between white men and white women. Thus implying that there may be something biological going on there. Again, I have to read the fucking study before I really know what's going on. So don't get your little panties. Actually, get your panties in a wad. Get fucking shit all in your panties. And then take your panties off and rub the shit in your face. And then make a YouTube video where you scream over and over and over, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, racist, fuck you, racist, fuck you, racist." That would be great. Why don't you fucking do that? Go ahead and do that. That fantastic. Send me a link to it. Anyhow, there are differences between the races, biological differences. One of the points I made, sickle cell anemia, black people more susceptible to sickle cell anemia. There are some biological differences. You may not like to admit this, but there are some biological differences. Now, again, for the stupid people, this doesn't mean superior or inferior, it just means different. This is the sort of thing, again, the feminist can't understand this, the femistatus can't understand this, the social justice warriors cannot understand this, that being different does not inherently mean inferior or superior. There is inferior and superior, not denying that. Inferiority is called statism, superiority is called anarchism, right? Inferiority and superiority do exist. I've been saying this. You can go back through this podcast to way back to 11 years ago when I was a right-wing fucking statist. And you will still hear me saying that there are inferior and superior people, but that is not determined by their skin color, their religion, their gender, any of that shit. That is not, as I've said before, Adolf Hitler had the right idea. Kill the inferior people. The problem is, Adolf Hitler was so stupid. Adolf Hitler was one of the inferior people. Adolf Hitler was so stupid, he thought that the inferior people could be easily identified because they were all Jewish. And they were all, whatever, homosexuals. And they were all gypsies. Why, yes, my nature conveniently classifies the inferior people in these specific roles so that Adolf Hitler can find them and kill them off. No. The inferior people are the people who need the government to make their fucking decisions for them. And there's all every there you got black people, red people, yellow people, white people, green people, all brown people. There are all kinds of fucking people who think the government needs to make their decisions for them. And the government does need to make their decisions for them because they are inferior. Okay, so inferiority goes across the board. Now, let me try to get this back to where the fuck I started. Could intelligence be linked to race? Well, yeah, it could. It is plausible because intelligence is a function of the brain. I know that's racist. I get it. I'm so fucking racist. Intelligence is a function of the brain. The brain is an organ. It is a body organ. It is a part of the body. It is a biological mass. It is a bunch of cells. And the thinking that happens in the brain is a result of biochemistry. Now, just as different races may be susceptible or not susceptible to different diseases, different races have different features, facial features, other things, evolution could have made different races, I know, evolution, that's racist, could have different brain structure slightly. Not saying that it's these huge differences, but has anybody ever looked into this? Has anyone ever looked to see, is there any difference in the brain structure of the races? Again, I'm not saying there is. I haven't done a fucking study. I haven't dissected thousands of brains and compared them. I don't know. I'm saying it is plausible. We do know. We do know. Even though there's no difference between men and women, there's lots of studies out there showing, you know, with your little IRMs and all this other stuff. It's not really an IRM. I can't think of what they're fucking... MRIs. I was close. With the MRIs and all this other stuff, showing that men and women use different brain... their different synapses fire. Their brain chemistry is different. I know how offensive that is to you fucking femistatists out there. Men and women are the same. No. Men and women fire different brain chemistry. It is completely plausible that different races may have slightly different or even vastly different brain chemistry. Not saying they do. I don't know. And of course, no, I wonder if anybody could even get funding to do this kind of a study. Oh my God, the fucking screams of racism from all the people who go, I believe in science. It is possible that intelligence could be linked to race because race is biological. And intelligence is a function of biology. It's a function of the brain. See, I think it is possible. I don't know if it's true or not. Janet then goes forth to say that there is something that has a correlation to intelligence, and that is malnutrition. And she points out that the parts of the world where the least intelligent people are, and she gives some sources for this, she points out that where the least intelligent people are is also where you have the most malnutrition. And so get ready, here comes more racism. Let me ask you this. Chicken or the egg, which came first? Were these people malnourished and thus became less intelligent? Or are they malnourished because they're less intelligent? Now this, because of course the places where these malnourished, less intelligent people exist, are, according to her information, Middle America, Africa, of course, and I can't remember if South America was included in this or not, because it's not really that important. It's on the internet, you can go find it. This brings us back to Africa, which is kind of where we started. Because if you go back in these last couple of podcasts, where a lot of this originated was with the desire of, or this was thrown in rather, the desire of left-wing statist social justice warriors to eliminate black people, right? And this, of course, is why they deny electricity to villages in Africa. This is why they're so intent on pushing birth control on Africa. And I had put forth a theory that what if the reason left-wing status social justice warriors and the state are so busy encouraging black men to breed with white women isn't entirely just about getting rid of white people, but what if it's also about getting rid of black people? Because we know that the elimination of black people is a left-wing statist agenda. So we've got all these unintelligent, malnutritioned people in Africa. I'm having multiple malfunctions here. What else is new, right? So we've got all these malnutritioned people in Africa who aren't very smart, apparently because of the malnutrition. And we've got all these left-wing statist social justice warriors who are denying them electricity so they can't have refrigeration, denying them infrastructure so that they can't have roads. And roads! Who's going to build roads? Roads to drive trucks on, to transport food and all this other stuff. Yeah, I mean, just throwing this out, guys. I know, I'm racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, all of this good stuff. Just tossing this out for you to think about it. Where do we want to go? Oh, let me wrap this up. Where am I? God damn it. I fucking hate computers. All right. Speaking of Africa and liberal left-wing statist social justice warrior, something else occurred to me. As I have said, part of their agenda, the left-wing statist social justice warrior, part of their agenda is to reduce the number of black people. And it's also interesting to look at how they regard black people, essentially, I think, as pets, as things for amusement. I've talked about before how you can read about people. Like, I was reading where some left-wing statist social justice warrior goes over to Africa and they're showing these women condoms and they're blowing the condoms up like balloons and, oh, they're having fun with them and, it's so cute and everything. And to these people, black people in Africa are not people. They're like children. They're like pets. And another manifestation of this is when you look at the social media existence of a lot of these left-wing social justice warriors, you know, they went to Africa and they did stuff and they were stuff and they were stuff. And they have these pictures of them surrounded by all these little black children. It's like this one white girl surrounded by all these little black kids. And these little black kids, they're like pets. They're like props. It's like something they do. Again, as always with the social justice warrior left-wing statist, these little black kids are something that exist only to make her feel good. They are just props in her life. Right? They are things that exist for her satisfaction, for her happiness, for her pleasure, for her to convince herself and other people via these pictures of her with these little black children in Africa, ways for her to convince other people of what a good person she is and how tolerant and diverse and multicultural. Speaking of girls, let's finish off racism. Let's finish racism. Somewhere, I think it was Judgy Bitch, I think this is another time where I disagree with her. Somebody, who was it? Was it Judgy Bitch? I can't remember. Somebody was pointing out how Darwin did not come up with the concept of natural selection, one of my favorite things, natural selection. It was instead come up with some guy who was actually a racist. And so the base, here's the important part. The accusation is that natural selection is racist. Okay, now remember, intelligence is not attached to race. Okay, that's the assertion we must make. There's no link between intelligence and race because that's racist. Okay. Natural selection would say that people who are intelligent would be the ones who are surviving, right? People who are capable of survival, and being capable of survival would require two things. It would require physical prowess, and it would require intellectual prowess. I mean, you've got to be able to physically do things to survive. I mean, you know, grow crops, hunt animals, build a house. You also have to be able to intellectually do these things, right? You have to be strong enough to plow the ground. You have to be intelligent enough to know you have to plow the ground. You have to be strong enough to go out and walk around and shoot an animal and carry the animal back home. You have to be intelligent enough to know how to track an animal, to know how to gut an animal, to know how to preserve the meat. You have to be strong enough to build a log cabin. You have to be intelligent enough to know how to build a log cabin. And of course, you can make the argument that in today's society, those things aren't quite the skill set anymore. You know, because we have, again, if anarchy appears tomorrow, well, anyway, that's another discussion. But the point is, natural selection, survival of the fittest, which is racist, according to people out there, would require survival of the fittest, would require both a physical component and an intellectual component. And of course, it would also require a social component because nobody can do, well, all right, shouldn't say nobody. Most people can't do everything themselves, coupled with the fact that, as I've said before, people are social animals. We want to interact with other people. Humans do default, and I know I need to talk about this because I say all people are status, yada yada, but then people are all good, yada yada, and I know they conflict. I'm going to talk about it in the future. Anyway, humans default to the good. For example, here, just last week when all the snow hit, I'm out and about and my car gets stuck and two guys who are walking by came and pushed me out. I'm moving around and I see a car is getting stuck. I see people stopping their bicycles. I see people coming out of their houses and helping push cars out of the snow. Why? Because that's what people do. People, when in an environment that does not have statism to contaminate it, people default to helping other people because we are social animals. So survival of the fittest requires that you have a physical component, you can physically do things to survive, an intelligence component, you're smart enough to know what to do and what not to do to survive, and a social component that you can interact with other people and make exchanges with them for mutual benefit. Survival of the fittest would require those three things. That's pretty fucking brilliant. I need to really write that down before I forget it, because I will. Let's see. Social, physical, intelligent. It's good enough. I'll maybe remember that. My brain is brilliant. It's like a sieve, man. Shit comes in this brain, and then it goes away, and I never see it again. Now, to say that natural selection is racist, to say that the idea of survival of the fittest is a racist concept, is to say that, first of all, there must be differences between the race. And remember, there's no such thing as race. But if survival of the fittest is racist, then that means there's some race, and you can just assume, whenever somebody says something is racist, we know this automatically means that it is racist against black people. That's just like the default, right? You can just automatically assume when somebody says something such as survival of the fittest is racist. What they mean is survival of the fittest benefits white people and disadvantages black people. That never even needs to be explained because we know that's what's happening. So here's the thing. If survival of the fittest is an automatic advantage for white people and an automatic disadvantage for black people, first of all, you must be saying that there is a difference between the races, otherwise natural selection, survival of the fittest, couldn't be racist, and that the difference between the races must exist within one of the realms of physical, social, or intelligence. And because it disadvantages black people and advantages white people, you must be saying that in one of those categories, or at least one of those categories, maybe two, maybe all three, white people must hold some type of superiority to black people. So to say that survival of the fittest is racist is to say that white people are superior in some way to black people. Because if they're not, survival of the fittest couldn't be racist. I think I'm done with racism.
We're racist.
Yeah. Vacuum cleaner maintenance. That needs to be on a different list. I don't need to talk about vacuum cleaner maintenance on this podcast. I need to do vacuum cleaner maintenance. Let's talk about chicks. Let's talk about women. How am I doing? Let's see, I did that. Oh, all right, here we go. Randy, how am I doing on time? Whoa. Dong. Perfect-ish. All right, I can live with that. Let me flip over here. Now, if you haven't been to the website lately, if you go to the website, cynlibsoc.com, on the interwebs, right under Home, there is a menu item called What Happens When Women Run Corporations. Now, you may remember, many podcasts ago, I talked about Moffitt Investing. And they have their no glass ceilings package, where if you invest money in the no glass ceilings package, you're investing in all these corporations that are run by women or have women on the board and all this other stuff. Because, as it says here, oh my God. Oh, sorry. It's just too good to be true. This is just too fucking good to be true. Okay. Here's the Moffitt Investing No Glass Ceilings page. This is what it says. The boardroom becomes a woman's world. From high-tech giants like Yahoo, Hewlett-Packard, and IBM to consumer goods powerhouses like Pepsi and Campbell Soup, women are running more and more of the world's most revered companies. All right. So then it has here all of these companies. So you buy this investment package and you're investing in all these companies. It has here a list of all the companies that are part of this no glass ceilings package and how they're performing. So first of all, I notice now that Yahoo, which was one of the worst performers in the package, Yahoo, which is still mentioned up here, right? That's why I read that to you. Yahoo has been removed from the list of companies that you invest in when you buy this package because Yahoo was performing so fucking terribly. And again, I talked about, so first of all, where are we at right now on the no glass ceilings package? Well, their daily change, they're up 0.4%. Good job, girls. Your stock value is up 0.4% today. Their monthly returns are down 0.7%. And the one-year returns on this package as a whole, all these companies averaged together, is down 5.4%. Yes, yes, you women are doing such a great job running the corporations. And again, let's just briefly go over this. The only things, consumer and product services, are pretty much the main place where the profits are going up. Here we got Campbell Soup is up 20%. Ross Stores is up 13%. Women know how to sell shit. And of course, the most beautiful thing ever, the number one performer out of all of the no glass ceilings packages here, the number one performer is still Reynolds America is up 43.8%. For those of you who are going, what is Reynolds America? RJ Reynolds, they make cigarettes. Yes. What are women best at running corporations that do? Sell cigarettes. But wait, cigarettes are evil. Smoking is terrible. Only bad people smoke cigarettes. And that's what women are good at. Excellent. Lovely. Meanwhile, what are women bad at? Well, they're bad at technology. Lockheed Martin is up 13%, but Lockheed Martin has government contracts. General Dynamics is static at 0%. Xerox is down 27%. And of course, like I said, Yahoo has been removed from the list because Yahoo, under the leadership of Marissa Meyer, oh my God, she's blonde and she's pretty. I did a whole series of podcasts about the book about Marissa Meyer. Oh my God, she's a fucking loser. Marissa Meyer, but she's blonde and she's pretty and she made a baby, and no woman in the history of the world has ever made a baby until Marissa Meyer made one, or Mayer, or whatever the fuck her name is. Who gives a shit? The point is, Yahoo, not in the package anymore because it was performing so fucking poorly, they took it out. Energy and utilities, Duke is down 0.2%. Sempra Energy is down 9.4%. If we look at financials, KeyCorp is down 20%. Ventura's Inc. is down 22%. Equity Lifestyles Properties Inc. is up 26%. They're good at industrials and transportation, apparently. American Waterworks Co. is up 21%. And Greedycon, whatever that is up 25%. But yeah, there it is, man. Technology, they're bad at it. They're no good at it. That's why women use Instagram, because it has pictures, because they can't do words. All right, and Snapchat. All right, I know, offensive. Okay, while we're ragging on women, let's... Yeah, we're not getting to any of the other stuff. It's fine. I'm okay with that. While we're ragging on women, here are a couple of thoughts for you. With the whole blow up over Roosh and the meetups and how they're all rapists and all this other stuff, one of the things that emerged in all of that discussion was a ridicule of Roosh and people like him for espousing masculine self-improvement. The notion of ridiculing and attacking people because they seek to improve themselves. If there is anything, I mean, that is the most femistatist concept ever. To attack people, to ridicule people, to insult and degrade people for wanting to improve themselves. This tells you so much about the feminist and female worldview. Because think of how women go through life. Women go through life looking for a man. I shouldn't say all women, but generally, women go through life looking for a man, and what is it they want to do? They want to find this man, and they want to marry him, they want to date him, they want to whatever. And then they want to change him. They want to mold him into the person they want him to be. And from the perspective of women, this is perfectly okay and normal. Of course, you find a man, of course, he's not going to be perfect, so you have to fix him, right? Men are like fix-up projects for women. Yet, for a man to want to improve himself in the realms he thinks he should improve in the ways he thinks he should improve, that's something to be ridiculed. That is sexist. That makes you a rapist. But when a woman wants to improve, to fix a man in the ways that make the man more useful, more beneficial to the woman, see, that's completely okay. And God's fucking forbid that a man should suggest a woman do anything to improve herself, because that's the patriarchy. See, when the woman shows up and tells the man what of his clothes he should get rid of, when she tells the man what kind of job he should get, when she tells the man how he should behave, all that's okay. But if a man says to a woman, "You'd be more attractive if you smiled," that's patriarchy. Women in our society, and our society, as I pointed out, is geared exclusively towards making sure that no white woman ever experiences discomfort. Part of the reason why I think feminism and the feminization of men and the feminization of our society, one of the reasons why this is all running away, is because women don't ever need to take anything seriously. And here's what I mean by that. And I came to this after reading some of the judgy bitch stuff and listening to some of Girl Writes What stuff, and both of them alluded to these things, and it's all kind of come together and it makes sense. Women don't ever need to really be concerned or take anything seriously because they know that no matter what happens to them, men, a man, or men will always provide for them. If a woman is married, you know, she knows that the man has an obligation to take care of her, and he will do so. And that was kind of like in the old days. Now, it's not so much that any woman relies on the man she's married to, but we've moved to this point where everything is, again, so geared towards providing for women that women know nothing they do needs to be taken seriously, nothing they do matters, because no matter how badly they fuck up, men, collectively, will provide for them. Right? If you get pregnant and you don't have a man to take it, it doesn't matter. Men will still provide for you. You will still get your welfare, your WIC, your food stamps. You know, the men in the court system will force some other man to give you child support. No matter how badly a woman fucks up, there's never any responsibility for her, because men, individually or collectively, will always bail her out. And thus we see not this the perpetual feminization, but the perpetual infantization of our society. As everything becomes more and more feminized, as everybody becomes more and more immature, as everybody becomes more and more incompetent, as everybody becomes more and more dependent, as everybody becomes more and more inferior. And is it linked to race? No, it's linked to brain chemistry. It's linked to your inability to understand the non-aggression principle and the concept of ownership, property. It's linked to your inability to coexist with other humans without a government to moderate that coexistence. It's linked to the fact that the state deliberately breeds the stupid people, because the stupid people are the only people who need the state.